Khimki is a EuroLeague team, big organization. It's a big challenge for us to go up there, even bigger from Hapoel, and you understand this. Okay, we are prepared for a good game, and we will go there to take our chances.
You have been with this team for a couple of weeks now. First impressions, something to say about the team?
Okay, the games are so quick, every 3 days, but okay, we can make thoughts for after a month or after 2 months. We work every day and we are looking forward for the next game. That is it.
It's only wins for you so far?
Listen, when you the best you can do is to prepare the team as good as you can to fight inside the game, and sometimes we expect every time to be win, but if you lose it inside the life,
Did you see the game here with Khimki, and what do you think, why Uko lost that game?
Okay, I saw 3 games of Khimki. One of these was the X game with Lukoil. Okay, they have big players, they have a very good team, but we are also a good team, and I think we are starting building a character. Something that I want to say, that there is no fear against such team, and when you go to play such games, you got to provoke this fear to overtake it.
You have some problems in the team after the last?
No, it's okay.
Everybody's healthy?
Everybody's healthy. We made 2 good trainings, and we fly. Very well.
What's the thing that you were able to improve since you came for the NBA?
Okay, there are many things. We can analyze the whole game. We go step by step.
Maybe sharing the ball was the one problem that you needed to solve.
Okay. There are some tactic things, but it's not the time to analyze all these things. The other thing that I want to say is that very good for the Bulgarian basketball generally that plays such games, because all Europe watches such events.
Now that you won 2 games in EuroCup, everybody started to thinking that you may be able to qualify for the next round.
Step by step. I can make dreams from tomorrow. Just see the next step.